Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. Want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Friday, August 5th, 2022. It's Sarah Vinny, Bryn, and our dear friend Aho, who was saying something when I came back from, I had to go to the bathroom.
It's like a fat shit, yeah.
No.
Jesus.
What the fuck,
Oh,
Bryn?
Sorry. That was not for air. My bad.
That wasn't.
Did you really come back from the bathroom and say, I just took a fat shit?
No.
Okay.
I peed. I came back in. I sat down and I hear them talking about the things that Alex thought were going to happen as they were going into their marriage and the things that are actually happening. Although he does get a lot. So I just had questions about. What is different now than what you expected in a marriage?
I don't think it was like that kind of expectation. I was just, you know, having a little bro moment with Bryn.
And, out. Let's bro out.
We were talking about, you know, the relationship stuff and going on with us. And yeah, you know, just we were just talking about having issues, you know.
Like what? What kind of issues? We love issues. We do issues on this show.
You know, just with, for me, just... you know, like I love my wife. She's awesome. Like you were talking about just a second ago, you know, there's not very many issues, so don't want to make it sound like it's crazy.
I thought he'd have a lot more butthole sex, but
it's not that. It's just, I don't know. I guess you have this understanding. Well, I feel like you have this understanding when you're getting married, like, hey, let's keep these expectations low of me, you know, and then you get married. And the expectations are not low, you know, of me. So
what is she? She's not asking you to quit this job, is she?
No, nothing like that. No, it's not even bad. It's just stuff.
She expects you to give it to her in the ass twice a day? Is that what is
no,
the...
That's
mainly,
not bad. That's good.
Yeah. No, mainly it comes down to like, you know, I'm trying to think like
get your fucking socks off the floor.
Exactly.
Dude.
The messy thing. I'm a messy guy. You know, I'll admit
Listen, good things that girl does for you. Pick up your fucking socks. What? Why is that even a thing?
I'm trying. But
try harder. Try harder.
You know, it's like I told her, like,
you have a one in a million chick.
I know. I told her, I'm like, hey, you know, before we got married, I'm like, you know, I feel like I tried to talk to her and be like, okay, you got to kind of accept me for me because I'm a little, you know, I'm not old, but I'm older and I'm kind of set in my ways. And this is, you know, this is it. You know, I didn't want any surprise. There's no surprises. And I thought me talking to her and trying to be like, you know, logical.
Here's how it's going to be.
To set the expectations.
Yeah. I was trying to set those expectations very low so that we would have no issues.
Yes,
I didn't know this, but Aho and I are the same motherfucking guy.
I've known that.
I'm like sitting here listening to you and I'm going, I had that conversation too. That's the same one.
You've actually helped me a lot, Vinny. Like, do you talking about your relationship stuff? I mean, I haven't talked about mine, but you talking about yours makes me feel normal. You know?
Oh, good. It sounds like just you and me are the only two people in this club.
Yeah, but define normal. Well, listen to Vinny. I'm just like him. Oh, that's
not good.
There's no normal. Nobody's.
So does she get super mad when she's asked to clean up after your shit all the time?
It's one of those things where I think
she's just disappointed in you.
It's not just the one thing, you know. There's been like multiple little things. To me, they're little things, you know. And I just, I definitely feel like I understand. Like, I'm, you know, I could tell when she's mad, and then she'll try to say she's not mad. And then I can tell.
That's
and then
classic.
I can also tell exactly what I did before she doesn't have to tell me. And so there is
that. If you know
that.
What you did, why do you do it?
Because I don't feel like I should. I really feel like it shouldn't be an issue, you know. I try to tell her, like, you know, I'm a dumbass, you know. It's, I don't do anything because
a girl doesn't want to hear that she married a dumbass.
Well, she has to understand that.
She heard that. Listen, let me speak for Aho. He told her that before she walked down the aisle, not after. That's the fucking point.
Yeah.
Is when you tell someone in advance of what they're signing up for. What they're signing up for, and then later they're all, I don't get you. Why are you so dumb?
Yeah.
What? I gave you the map. You have
those socks were always there the whole time.
You know, the thing is, sometimes people think something's cute until they live with it for long enough, and then it's way less cute. So it comes down to, do you want to stay married to the chick who puts out with her ass all the time and all the other things that she gives you? And so you might need to make some changes.
And you can tell Ayla's trying.
It's a compromise. You can't just go in and go, I'm a dumbass and I refuse to contribute anything to this relationship and expect that to continue.
And I do try. You know, I talk to my... Yes. I talked to my friend about it, and I was like, you know, and I always, you know, talk about how amazing she is. Like, I am super lucky, and you know, that's what's crazy is I wasn't
even a little harder then.
I will. I
Sarah.
Wasn't. I wasn't even looking to get married. I wasn't looking to get her in a relationship when I got with her, but she was that awesome to where I was like, you know,
I gotta lock this down.
Yeah, I mean these type of opportunities I feel like are really rare. You know, where you find a person that is as awesome as she is. You know, she's very
now be
sweet,
a person
kind,
that's as
loving.
Awesome as she needs you to be. Be awesome for her because you
don't
love her.
To Sarah.
Listen to me. Because I'll tell you something. This is a response to, you remember the lady who's like, she kind of has a drinking problem. Her husband hates her. You know, she quit her job.
Hold on. Go back. Because this is very similar in that they had conversations and had made deals. And now mom is going back on a lot of them. And he's pissed off about it. And part of that was because of COVID. And that's no fault of anyone. And many of us got caught in that where you're like, hey, the world needs to be a little more fair. Like, get off my neck, COVID. But it didn't. And it got everybody equally, or for the most part. And so that's part of their little problem. But let's hear what this person has to say.
This person says, don't say my name. And they've signed this letter on his defense.
Mm-hmm.
A response to the podcast on July 20th about the wife with the husband that hates her. In his defense, the question should be, is the house clean daily? Is dinner made every night? Are your spending habits in control since you're not working? Is it possible that the answer to all these questions is no, and maybe that's the real reason why he resents you? Food for thought. My opinion is, if my wife is a stay-at-home mom, shouldn't the answers to these questions be yes? What's the wife doing while the kids are at school all day? I think the answer to that is she's drinking.
She's drinking.
Yeah. These are all fair questions. I mean, I hate that, you know, he's putting sort of the cooking and cleaning on her. But if she is not working, wouldn't that be an expectation that would be reasonable?
I don't think that's sex-based at all. I know the history of it is for sure. And I get where someone would say, you know, Vin, you're full of it. But in my house... if I wasn't working, it would absolutely land on me to get those things done. And it's not based on, you know, traditions. It's based on, okay, roles
who's
have reversed
there and
a
who
little.
Who has right. the time, right?
If you're home and I'm having to go to work, then you, the person that's home, has to do that shit. So to me, that is a legit question, and I thought the same thing. Drinking takes you out.
Yep.
So you can even start with a beer and be like, I'm going to do the cleaning today.
I'm going to go do the shopping, whatever
it
is.
Five beers later, the laundry's not done and you're taking a nap on the couch. That's how that goes. That's how drinking goes.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It is the problem with drinking. So the earlier you start, the less you get done. Yeah, that totally, it's valid. It's harshly written, but it's valid. You know, don't have her writing to us with her problem. That is a husband. Alex, I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah, with that situation, too, I was also thinking about the drinking thing as well. Like, that could be one of the main issues, you know. I mean, we talked about that, but I think this was the one where the husband was kind of looking at her like she felt like he was looking at her kind of disgusted and stuff. And I just remember that, you know, people like my family and friends looking at me like that. You know, so.
Oh, because of your drinking.
Because of my drinking, yeah. So sometimes, you know,
how
I don't know what the
real reason.
How long
are you sober for now?
I'm coming up on, well, I think I'm 12 years right now, so.
Damn.
Nice. That's
I got great. Sober young, yeah.
So the thing, too, she had mentioned, you know, there's been some weight gain because of the drinking as well, and she mentions that as if that might be the problem. And it could, you know, guys are capable of thinking any kind of shitty thought, but. I'm going to guess it's probably more about the sloppy drunkenness than it is about the weight gain.
I would too.
You know?
But this guy's coming home to this every day.
Right.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. This is a response to the woman who was asking about whether or not to have an open bar at her wedding or just a beer and wine thing and yada yada. Mm-hmm. This person's a, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but they say, my wife and I got married last August. We had about 170 guests. The venue only allowed for beer, wine, and two signature drinks and was also BYOB. Like that you could bring in your own stuff. I can confidently say the format worked out great. All our friends and family said they had an amazing time. Only a couple people couldn't handle their alcohol. But those who wanted to party said they got the right amount of drunk. Suggestions from our own experience would be to definitely plan on people mostly drinking the signature drinks. My wife and I did a vodka gimlet and a Kentucky mule. We got six handles of each liquor from Costco, thinking that would be enough, and the bar ran out at 9 o'clock, an hour before last call. I would plan it to where you think the guests will have 5 to 6 cocktails on average for your heavy drinkers.
Don't go crazy on the wine. We did 16 cases and came home with around 7 of them after giving one away to another friend. It's mostly the older folks who will be having wine, and average it out to about 2 glasses per person. Yeah, I'm sure there's a formula for all this stuff. So I guess when they say BYOB, they must mean you provide the liquor and you hire a bartender to mix these 2 signature drinks and serve them. And the venue just doesn't want any part of that.
I don't get it, though. So you're keeping like a bottle of gin in the planter? Like, what do you mean bring your own booze? Like a person?
Maybe the wedding party brings the booze. Like the person who is contracted to use this venue is in charge of bringing their own liquor and the venue doesn't provide.
But
that's what I think.
It's not
that's
about
what they're getting
the guests bringing
that's
their
That's what
own
I thought
booze.
At first. So I sort of said that, you know, it's BYOB, but it's not about, right, grandma bringing in her own flask.
Okay.
You know. She's probably going to do that anyway. Don't worry about grandma. She's got this covered. She's been to some weddings. She knows what she wants. Right. So I don't know if that'll help this person or not, but there it is. There's a couple of responses. And here is today's bad advice. Hey, S&V team, I'm in need of your wonderful bad advice. Your bad advice is like chicken soup to my soul. I love listening to them. Okay. I have a niece who reached out to me some time ago asking for advice on how to handle a girl who asked her out. At first, she flat out rejected her because she thought she wasn't into girls. And later, as she got to know her, they became best friends and she might have started to like her back. But she did decide to just stay friends. However, her constant texting with this girl eventually made her mom, my sister-in-law, suspicious about what's going on. One day, her mom took away her phone for texting too much and looked through her messages. My sister-in-law isn't exactly the most open-minded or forward-thinking, so you can imagine how surprised she was to find out what my niece had been up to. She doesn't go on to say what's being talked about in this thing. She said, in my mind, I don't think it's that big of a deal, but she's definitely more rigid and strict. She eventually gave the phone back on the condition that she cut ties with that girl. The niece, it's like her best friend. My niece flipped out and now hates her mom for ruining her life, and I'm stuck in the middle of the two. Her mom constantly calls me to ask if my niece talked to me. I usually just give her minimum details to shut down the conversation. My niece calls me crying about how miserable her life is. I try to validate her feelings and redirect her focus on what she does have and what to be grateful for. Now my niece is turning 15, and when my husband and I asked what she wanted for her birthday, she asked us to help her sneak out to hang out with her friend. Her plan is to ask for a sleepover at our place, and we would help them to secretly meet up. I'm hesitant about the plan. My husband agreed immediately. Would I be overstepping my...
Oh, no.
I know.
What a shit stirrer.
You know, and the thing is, I guess it's his sister.
It's his sister.
Or it could be a woman married to her brother.
Oh.
I don't know. I will immediately advise you not to do this.
I agree.
Let me finish the thing and then you guys can have at it. He agreed immediately. Would I be overstepping my boundaries if I helped my niece by going behind my sister-in-law's back? I know she's not my child. I have no right telling her how to parent, but I've seen my niece grow up since she was a baby and helped raise her. I don't want to see her waste her teenage years being miserable and depressed, like all the other teenagers. Another slight detail, they're moving out of the country next month, so this may be the last time they'll even see each other. Oh, that's a tough little twist. Anyway, if you do read this, thanks for the advice. Love you all, conflicted auntie. Who wants to start?
I'll be quick. I would say do not do this, and I'll tell you why. If I don't believe the mom. I don't believe the way she's parenting is good. I think it's wrong to go through someone's text and to be like and decide you're not going to see this person anymore. I think that's wrong, and I think that it's a homophobic, in at the very least, right?
Yeah. So I mean, we don't know what the content of the messages was, but she doesn't like what's being said.
It sounds like she's banned her for a reason.
Right.
So whatever that is, I do think that she's the parent and you got to put your shoe on the other foot. Maybe you told your daughter that she's not going to see some boy because you've decided that boy has herpes. Like whatever the story is, you are getting in the middle of it and you are going to end up burned by it.
Yeah, I will say my part quickly as well. Do not do this. This is not, it's not your place. And this is a minor and you could find yourself, if anyone finds out, and you know, shit like this, it always gets, oh yeah, well, auntie so-and-so helped me. And that's,
kids yes. are a bust.
Yeah, don't
they
do it.
They cannot hold a secret. They will let it out and then later be like, I didn't mean to. Yeah.
Yeah. But
except
too late.
You
did do it.
Us.
Yeah. Tell her, out of respect for your mother, I am not doing this. I love you, and I'm sorry that this is happening. But remember, this too shall pass. You only have a few years until you can move right out of that house and make your own decisions and live your own life. But right now, I cannot go behind my sister. I cannot go behind your mom and dad's back to do this. And I won't do it.
Those few years feel like forever.
They do, because they're the only years you've known. This is the oldest you've ever been. As a teenager, and you're convinced this is how life is, and my life is sucking right now.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I think it might be a stretch, but I think the only approach that you possibly could take is talking to the mom, and maybe, I don't know. I mean, she sounds like she's pretty stubborn about
it. She does.
But if you could try to talk her, into having some, acceptance to what's going on and understanding her daughter. But,
well, long term, that would certainly, if you could talk her into it, that might really help their relationship. But it sounds like it's...
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Doomed.
It does. I hate to say it, but it
well,
does.
Well, look, it's easy to get caught up if you care about a teenager and see how incredibly deeply they're feeling all of this. But she's a couple years from being her own person.
Yep.
And so while you're still under the roof of your parents, and while they're still going to be paying for your schooling or whatever thing that's coming next, that gives them, as your parent, a little bit of a right to have an opinion on what you do, who you see, and where you go.
Yeah,
and they may be wrong. I don't like it. I don't like the story that's being told there,
no.
But I do think that you'll have your turn. At 18, you can fucking walk and never talk to your mom again if that's what you think has to happen.
And that
I don't think that'll
be
the case either.
A conversation with a mom saying, like, look, in 3 years, she's going to fucking leave and not talk to you ever again. This is your time to be a good mom, so she wants to stick around and
you're leaving the country in a month. Let her see her friend.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea. Take it up and battle with the mom about it, but do not go behind this person's back, because if you had a daughter, you would want your wishes respected by the other adults. Especially, you're not her friend. You're her aunt. Mm. And she's manipulating you into this position, and unfortunately your husband immediately agreed, so tell him he's got to walk that back too. That is not
he sounds like a party.
I think there's nothing but trouble down the road from this, whether or not you think it's the right thing to do. I think there's nothing but trouble.
I can just hear the dad now saying, I've always hated that bitch anyway, so yeah, let's do whatever we can to get under her
husband,
skin. Whatever it is, I just doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound good.
Nope. It don't.
And the
all
backlash
right.
won't be worth it.
People, Alex, anything to add?
Just hop out the window. I got you. Just
jump no, out, I think I just agree with you guys on that one. So,
well, we are amazing. So thank you for that. Yeah.
Good job,
work
Alice.
Harder at home. All right. Bryn at RadioAlice.com. B-R-Y-N at RadioAlice.com. Send us your thoughts on this one. Or I like a brand new one, too. If you've got any problems, listen to us. We'll take on anything. That one's tricky. That was
yeah,
a tricky
that
one.
Tricky.
Oh, man.
Bryn, how old are you again?
39.
A new dad at 39, or will you? Oh, no, you won't be 40 when the baby's here. So you'll be 39 when your new baby is born.
Still in your 30s, man. Way to cling to it.
Yep.
Nice. Reset the clock to zero. Congratulations.
Congratulations, buddy.
In case you didn't
Thank
hear,
you so
Bryn
much.
Is having another baby.
Yes.
A baby.
I'm very excited.
We'll just call
Cameron
her. We'll call her Kaya on the air.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Well, people were writing
Diamond.
In Ruby. Sapphire.
Oh, right, because they call her Diamond. Funny. That's
right.
Hilarious.
Yeah. We'll call her some sort of stone for now.
All right. Don't forget, see, we're going to do a happy hour today at 5 o'clock on our Random Hookups website. It's actually youtube.com/randomhookups.
That's right.
Meet you there if you want to hang out. We got Nicole coming on to talk about
Vinny, I'll
the
send you
beefcake
the link.
Situation.
Yeah, I'll try, you guys. You know what the truth is for today? We've got, right now, I think a meeting of the minds is going on in that torn up room. So Kirk is meeting with the missus.
Oh,
today's the last day of junior guards for Isla, which is another beach. Anyway, there's a lot going on. Maka's
coming
over.
If you can make it, fantastic.
I will try.
All right.
I will try.
Perfect. Give me the magic words.
The end.